And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Oh, good morning, ladies.
How's everybody's weekend?
Good. Didn't do much. And it was great.
Yeah. Those are fantastic weekends.
I never get those.
Theme of everybody's.
Yeah.
Ah, quiet, nice. Don't have to deal with anybody. It was good.
Joey and I were out at this car show at Aristocrat Motors Saturday, and I don't consider myself to be a car person. I just want something that drives. It gets me where I need to go.
Sure.
But there were the most gorgeous cars there. And I'm like, yes, I do need a 1985 Alfa Romeo for no other reason than it's beautiful.
Wow.
And that's what I should be driving, even though my children can't fit in it with me.
So did you trade in your car?
No, but you know what? I asked the guy, because I was talking to the owner, who, by the way, has a 15-year-old daughter begging him to let her learn to drive in it. And he's like, nope, this is not a learn-to-drive-in car, honey.
A learn-to-drive-in car, yeah.
You do not drive daddy's baby. But I asked him how much it was worth. He said mid-teens.
Is that right?
Yeah. See?
Well, I've been looking for a beater to drive.
Oh, please.
Okay, you can tell he rubs that thing with a diaper. I mean, that he straight Ferris Bueller's that thing. Like, that is his.
And I bet he never lets it get below a half a tank of gas, Truda.
Oh, that's true. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These cars were gorgeous. Corvettes and Mercedes. And,
see, I have taken over for you as every light on my dashboard is now on.
Oh,
or
no.
Bells ring constantly while I drive to work.
That was me all last summer.
It's lit up like a Christmas tree.
At some point, you either have to address them by fixing them or just ditching the car and buying a new one.
I'm going to pull the fuse panel out because I'm not convinced they're actually
real. Just to
turn
off the light.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That sounds safe.
Danielle, the other day, she was like, okay, now, are you sure that brake warning is not the true thing? And I'm like, no, and here are the reasons why.
Oh,
and I had like three reasons why the brake warning's not real. So
I forgot you went to mechanic school.
Well, right.
It's, I just play one on the radio, okay?
What this tells me, Shaylee, is that you or I will be picking him up at some point in the next couple of weeks as he's stranded on I-35.
If he remembers his phone.
Here's why I don't think that gas gauge is real. Okay. 10 items or less with Jen starts the show for Monday.
A group of Notre Dame graduates walked out of their graduation ceremony yesterday in protest against Vice President Mike Pence and his policies. Pence was delivering the commencement speech after receiving an honorary degree from the Catholic University. Videos showed some students standing as Pence took the podium, then walking out of the ceremony and gathering outside the stadium where they held a short alternative graduation ceremony. Former Today Show host Billy Bush is breaking his silence about the fallout over a graphic 2005 conversation with Donald Trump that was caught on a hot mic. Bush told The Hollywood Reporter that he wished he'd changed the subject when looking back on an Access Hollywood tape in which Trump brags about grabbing women by the, you know. The 45-year-old Bush lost his job at Today when the Access Hollywood tape emerged during last year's presidential campaign. Bill Cosby's sexual assault trial gets underway today in Pennsylvania with jury selection. After 12 jurors and 6 alternates are picked, they'll be moved to a Philadelphia suburb in Montgomery County, where they will be sequestered for the entire trial. Cosby is accused of drugging and molesting former Temple employee Andrea Constand in his Montgomery County home in 2004.
Are you saying they're going to be to West Philadelphia?
Oh, my God.
Is that where they're moving them to?
Born and raised.
Oh, well, I just wonder
now this is a story
how they're going to spend the rest of their days.
I believe it's on a playground is where he spent most of them. Wow, that's 10 items or less for Monday.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Ludacris and Vanessa Hudgens hosted the 2017 Billboard Music Awards last night, which saw Drake break Adele's record for the most awards in one night with a total of 13, including top artist.
Drake.
He also performed in The Fountain at the Bellagio Hotel. Halsey, Miley Cyrus, Imagine Dragons, Bruno Mars, they all performed, and so did Cher, who got the Icon Award from Gwen Stefani. Celine Dion, this was actually the only moment of the night that I thought was watchable.
Okay.
Celine Dion sang My Heart Will Go On in honor of the 20th anniversary of the Titanic song.
Right.
And it was incredible. And
it was great, yeah.
I don't care if they had to change her. Like, there was a moment where I was like, are they doing some sort of weird auto-tune on her voice? And then I was like, I don't care. She's amazing. And that was the only good music of the night. So thank you, Celine Dion, because everything else was terrible.
Did you say that you not like the Chainsmokers winning everything under the sun?
So here's the thing. So Chainsmokers come out, and they won the first award, and they performed pretty early on during the awards.
Yeah.
And so I jump on Facebook, and here's the difference between Shaylee's friends and my friends. I jump on Facebook, and like 5 people go,
who the hell are the chain smokers? Am I the only one who's never heard of these guys? And I'm like, oh, yes, you are my people. I do
not right.
I do have good Facebook friends.
Addie came down during the Cher performance and goes, who in the heck is this?
I didn't see
Cher. I said,
Cher.
This is your mom's favorite. Just sit back and relax. It'll be fun. You know, it's funny, like award shows, they draw these really tenuous details, like it's the 20th anniversary of Titanic, like just to draw in people like you and me.
Exactly.
You know? Just.
But you know what? I remember the exact night I saw Titanic. I remember sobbing. I remember the boyfriend I was with. I remember everything about seeing the movie Titanic.
I love that movie.
And when I heard her sing this last night, all of that came flooding back.
I had it pre-ordered on VHS. I couldn't wait. It showed Labor Day weekend. I brought a bunch of college friends back to my house, and it was there waiting for me in the package.
And I remember when I cried.
Anybody else? Anybody?
No.
Okay. No. When I cried during it, I remember my boyfriend going, well, you knew what happened, right? Like it's not like it was a surprise ending.
So this has always been a thing for you.
Oh, no, I've been a crier my whole life.
They didn't have that DVD with the alternate endings yet. Hey, and this one, the boat comes back up. It's great.
It turns into a giant buoy and pops right back up. Everybody's fine.
Actually, 1920s reporter comes out and saves the day. Everybody get into the lifeboat now.
See? Newest star of ABC's The Bachelorette is out. Don't you dare.
Yes.
I swear.
Yes. Keep going.
Stop it. This is not real music. I was
doing just fine. Then you contrast it with the Chainsmokers here.
Why would you do that?
So good. Okay.
This is the best day
ever. By the way, they weren't wearing socks, and that looks stupid. When you wear a suit and dress shoes and no socks, that looks stupid.
Just saying. You know what? Next time I see them, I'll let them know.
Thank you. Can you also tell them their music's terrible?
No,
while you're
hey,
at it?
Wait, what happened?
The newest star of ABC's The Bachelorette is already engaged to one of the show's contestants.
What?
Tonight, the journey to find out which suitor stole Rachel Lindsay's heart begins when the show premieres at 8. Lindsay is the show's first African-American star and works as an attorney in Dallas. She also made the rare decision to announce her engagement before the season has aired. She describes herself as a career woman and dating show skeptic.
I haven't told anybody this yet, but I figured this weekend, I was like, you know what? Maybe Joey and I should watch this show, and then we'll break it down every Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
Joe, are you in for The Bachelorette?
Sounds like a plan.
All righty.
There you go. It's all yours every Monday night.
Yes.
Alien Covenant earned $36 million in its opening weekend. That was just enough to take first place at the box office and push two-time chart-topper Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 into the number 2 spot with a still impressive $35 million. My husband begged me to go see Alien with him, and I was like, yeah, okay, let's just go.
Yeah.
We ended up going out to dinner. I fell asleep and didn't make it to the movie.
Oh,
you fell asleep at dinner?
No, right after. Oh. Immediately after, which was like 8:03. So, but I, from what I've read, people said it was not good. The actual, much like the Chainsmokers, I heard Alien Covenant was not good.
What? Okay, all right.
Give Shaylee
her
moment.
Jen. Come on, Jen. Come on. You know you want to dance.
No, I don't. And by the way, Halsey, a bra is not an actual thing to wear to an award show. When you just wear a bra and pants?
Well, it's better. What was the last award show? She wore just a belt as a bra.
Right.
Yeah.
You're doing it wrong.
I'm old person. Get off my lawn with this music.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Last night, during the Billboard Music Awards, Miley Cyrus's sister, is it Noah?
Uh-huh.
Is that her name?
Oh, yeah.
Noah and her dad got up to introduce Miley.
Mm-hmm.
And as they're doing the introduction, he says, she always speaks her truth. And in that moment, I'm so over speak your truth. Can we stop saying that?
Why? What's the matter
with that?
It's just the truth. Just speak the truth.
No, you've got to speak your truth.
No.
May not necessarily
you don't have to
be
speak
the truth.
Your truth. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So speak the truth. Can we stop with speak your truth?
No, it's your truth.
No.
Like, it's your story.
No. It's just the truth. That's all it is. You don't need it to be yours.
But what if the truth isn't your truth?
And I also hate at the end of the day. Can we be done with at the end of the day? Because at the end of the day, it's overused.
All right, you know what I just can't even with? First off, just can't even.
Yes.
Number two, literally. I literally cannot take any more people saying literally anymore.
My kids do that. And I notice that a lot with the first and second graders. They say literally before everything. I literally ate a sandwich for lunch. Okay. First of all, let's...
Well, you did, if you did.
Right.
Okay,
you guys are
so
very angry.
816-576-7102. Today's kind of vent line is about what are the words that you want to banish from everyday speak? Because some of these things are really, really annoying.
What do you want to be done with, Shaylee?
I want to be done with hubby. I hate that word so much it makes me cringe. I got to check with my hubby. No, no, you don't. You have to check with your husband or his name. You don't have to check with
what about hubs?
No.
Got to check with
bad.
The hubs.
That is bad.
That is
They're
so
all
annoying.
Bad.
You know, it's
I hate
funny.
It.
Louis C.K. just went off on something like this, too. Here, check this out.
We go right for the top shelf with our words now. We don't think about how we talk. Dude, it was amazing. It was amazing. Really? You were amazed? You were amazed by a basket of chicken wings? Really? Amazing. What are you gonna do with the rest of your life now? What if something really happens to you? What are you gonna call that? You used amazing on a basket of chicken wings. All these words we use, genius, anybody can be a genius now. It used to be you had to have a thought. No one ever had it before. Or you had to invent a number. Now it's like, hey, I got a cup in case we need another cup. Dude, you're a genius.
We just got a message on our Facebook page, done with bae.
Aww. Oh, bae, right.
Bae.
Yeah, that's another one.
Bae
that's
all day.
Right.
Mm-mm. No.
What about amazeballs?
No, I'm still good with that.
Okay. All right. We'll see that. 816-576-7102. The same number you text, or you can call and text now. The same number both ways. There you go.
Joey, you done with anything? Any phrases, any words that you'd be happy to never hear again?
I would love to never hear something described as epic again.
Yes.
That is so epic, dude.
Literally epic. I can't even.
Awesome.
You like that?
No.
Jeez. Thanks.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
In the meantime, we're talking about words and phrases we would like to retire from the popular lexicon.
From the text line, 1989 says, my bad and I know, right?
Yes.
Those are two good ones.
Let's be done with those.
These are all in my vocabulary.
This is all the way she talks. How about this from 9775? I am so over hump day.
Oh, yeah.
Hump day?
I never liked hump day. It's just,
what's wrong with that?
It's just Wednesday. It's just the middle of the week.
4188 says, I would, hear lit, turnt, and bay ever again. Yeah, those are good ones.
What about hump bay?
No. And let's make this official. Don't ever, ever in my presence say first annual. It's not annual if it's the first one. Don't you ever say that near me. It's the first ever. Technically, it's not supposed to be annual till the third one, just so you know.
Oh, well, sorry.
Why are you so technical?
That 816-576-7102.
The same number you call is the number you can text now. Let's go to Robin. Hey, Robin, good morning.
Hey, Truda, how you doing this morning?
Hey, pretty good.
Good morning, ladies.
Hello,
morning.
How are you?
I'm great. I have two words that I'm really tired of hearing.
Uh-huh.
The first one is awesome.
Yeah.
Because, I'm sorry, there is nothing out there that truly inspires that much awe because you're still freaking talking. If you had awe, you would be silent.
But my blueberry muffin this morning was so awesome.
Yeah, exactly. And the second one is love. I think it's overused in so many inappropriate places. Oh, I love these shoes. I love this song. I love this car. Really, it's the same chemical reaction in your brain as somebody that actually means something to you. Stop using it.
I love chain smokers. Thanks, Shaylee.
Oh, there you go. Exactly.
They're awesome.
They are awesome. Yes. Literally.
You guys are awesome, okay?
Oh,
I usually have...
Thanks for the call.
And you were the most amazing caller today, too.
There you go. You have a fabulous day.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
The love of my life, Drake, cleaned up at Billboard last night. He won for top artist, top male artist. He won for a ton of stuff. And I know he's your favorite, Jen. 13 awards he got.
So what was the deal going into it? He had to pick up 3 to break the record from Adele. Is that right? Is that what it was?
I think so.
I think he easily handled that one.
I think he blew that out of the water.
Here's what I know about Drake. If someone came to me and said, tell me every single thing you know about Drake, I would say Hotline Bling.
That's it?
That's it.
What about Degrassi?
No.
Don't know. He won for top streaming song for One Dance.
Don't know it.
Okay. Top new artist? Can we guess? Because it has a One Direction connection.
Oh, is it that Niall kid?
No, it's Zane.
Oh.
And Truda, I'm surprised you weren't super thrilled about this. The top soundtrack. You know what that one was?
What?
Hamilton.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Sweet. Mm-hmm. See, they don't put that good stuff on the show.
Oh, right. That should have been.
If they had the cast of Hamilton come out and sing, that would have been awesome.
Then no one cares. Watched.
No one cares. Top rap song went to Panda.
Oh, did it really?
Yes, it did.
I didn't make it that long into the show.
Isn't that amazing?
Once they started showing Chainsmokers, I was out.
Oh, they did well, too.
Panda, 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 panda.
That alone should have won an award.
No kidding.
You're right. Alex Trebek.
Before the awards, during a secret, quote unquote, Harry Styles concert at the Troubadour in L.A. on Friday, he had a special guest do a duet with Landslide.
Please turn this off immediately and play the Billy Corgan cover.
What?
Play any
that,
other
that, that
cover?
Was
What's
really,
wrong
really
with
good,
this?
Yeah.
Harry Styles and Stevie Nicks.
Mm-hmm.
He did come out to give her stamp of approval, right?
Yeah. Stevie Nicks approves. Why don't you?
Because he sounds like this.
I'm going to punch you.
Now it's good.
Yeah, anyway, moving on.
Actually, it was all recorded on his cell phone. None of it's good.
Right, it's true.
Just the audio
is
terrible. And I know your favorite part of this entire newscast, Truda, Pippa Middleton got married this weekend.
That's, we get to stop there.
Prince Harry had to make a 100-mile round trip to bring Meghan Markle, his girlfriend, to the wedding reception. She didn't actually come to the ceremony, but he went back to go pick her up to bring her to the Middleton family.
I'm just saying that the guy that she married, and this started from the very beginning of the show this morning, we talked about how you guys and I have different taste in men.
Clearly.
Which is a weird thing to say, but
right.
I'm just saying that I think she married a pretty good-looking bloke there.
No.
I think he's a pretty, and he's got the trifecta. He's marrying Pippa, he's British, and he probably has money.
Because he's a bazillionaire.
He has a ton of money.
Yeah, so he's a good-looking dude.
Shaylee summed it up best because she said he looked slimy, and
yes.
I actually completely agree with that. He looks a little
smarmy. We don't agree
smarmy.
On a lot of things, but that one we do agree on.
Slimy and smarmy.
The menu included smoked salmon, caviar, Scottish lamb, cheesecake, and champagne.
Now we're talking. These are the details I want.
Right, and there was a single malt whiskey bar, photo booth, and a light show that showed pictures of them on the back of the manor.
I read that Pippa's dress cost $52,000.
What?
$52,000.
Which is nothing to her now husband.
Again, because he's British and he's rich.
But he's ugly. That's not going to save him.
He's a bad looking dude.
Oh, that's your all access.
7:52 at the show. Traffic and weather coming up. What else we got in the 8 o'clock now?
We've got some Schlitterbahn tickets to give away, so we'll play a little game to give those away after 8.
And I give you Smashing Pumpkins Landslide to go to break. You're welcome. See?
Ugh. Can I sail through the changing ocean tide? Can I handle the seasons of my life?
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
We've got a family 4-pack of tickets to give away if you'd like to go to Schlitterbahn. It opens this Friday. We're already there, but where water parks are opening.
Yes.
It's very exciting.
One of the best, nay, worst shows begins again tonight in The Bachelorette.
And she says she's already engaged. Rachel Lindsay is The Bachelorette. She says she is engaged.
Wow.
I guess she didn't specify that it was someone on the show, so we'll find out.
True. All right, we're going to play a round of the accent game today, and we're going to use phrases, stupid real-life phrases that have been uttered on a past episode of The Bachelorette.
Fantastic.
All right, so let's start off with Marla from Topeka. Good morning, Marla.
Good morning.
All right, Marla, would you like Joey, Brian, or myself to do an accent for you?
Let's go, you, Jen.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a weird Truda, isn't the first choice.
All right, again. So her line is from a past episode of The Bachelorette.
Mine actually comes from Bachelor Season 19, to be specific. All right. Try to guess my accent.
The fact that she's talking about aliens on the first date does raise a few red flags for me.
Would that be a Boston accent?
That is a Boston accent. Good job.
That was a wicked great accent.
Thank you. How do you
really
like
great.
Them apples?
Nice.
Marla, you are in the running for the Schlitterbahn tickets.
All right, let's go to Frank in KC. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning.
Frank, would you like Joey or Truda?
Truda.
All right.
Oh, boy, Frank. Here we go. mine comes again from a past episode of The Bachelorette, I believe last year. All right, so here we go, Frank. There's absolutely no reason in life to push another man's belly button.
Is it Irish?
No, let me do it one more time for you. There's absolutely no reason in life
Irish.
To push there you
another
go.
Man's belly button. And I don't want to know why these were said on the show. Why were they saying this? Yes, it was a pirate, Frank.
You're in the running for the Schlitterbahn tickets.
All right, nice job. Here's Megan in Harrisonville. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
All right, Megan, Joey is going to read a line from The Bachelor or Bachelorette.
All right, my line is coming from Jake.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to try to do this the best I can, though I don't know how this one's going to come out. What I'm saying is I want love for you, and I want you to find love here, and I believe it in the room.
That is quite a falsetto you've got there, Joe.
New Kids on the Block.
You know, I think it's close.
I think close enough.
I mean, it says sing.
It was singing, so yeah.
You gotta sing in a little style.
Yeah, sure.
Wow. I mean, it was that or Klaus Nomi.
Are you
one person who will get that reference?
Do you do the voice of the Dr. Pepper, the sweet thing, or
Justin
whatever
Guarini?
Yeah.
One day. It's my goal.
Right?
Okay. Where you win from Justin to Kelly?
From Marla, Frank, and Megan. Somebody pick a name.
Here you go, Shaylee. Pick a winner. She has chosen Megan. You get the family four-pack of tickets to go to Schlitterbahn. They open this Friday.
I'm so excited. My son's going to love it. He's coming in from the airport.
Oh, that's perfect.
Where's he coming in from?
South Dakota.
Oh, fantastic. All right. Well, enjoy the tickets.
Thank you so much.
It's the sweet thing.
It's glorious. And I hope we can isolate that audio and listen to it again and again.
Oh, no, we definitely will.
Oh,
yes.
You know, you should give that to the Chainsmokers. They can sample that
That's
in a new
rude.
Song.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Ludacris and Vanessa Hudgens hosted the 2017 Billboard Music Awards last night. Drake broke Adele's record for the most awards in one night with a total of 13, including top artist.
Drake.
He also performed in The Fountain at the Bellagio Hotel. Halsey, Miley Cyrus, Imagine Dragons, Bruno Mars, they all performed, and so did Cher. She got the Icon Award from Gwen Stefani. Celine Dion was there. She sang My Heart Will Go On. That was in honor of the 20th anniversary of the Titanic song.
Addie could not wrap her head around the Drake Fountain performance. She goes, who is that guy behind him, and why is he not singing? What is he doing? I'm like, I think he's just the hype guy. She's like, well, he doesn't even have a microphone. I'm like, I don't know. Apparently Drake he gets lonesome and he can't be anywhere by himself.
He needs an entourage.
Maybe he's afraid of water. I don't know.
When this song was on, when Celine was singing My Heart Will Go On, my six-year-old goes, how come we don't ever hear this song on the radio? And I go, well, 20 years ago.
Oh, man, you couldn't escape
it. You couldn't have gotten away from it. And now it's just old. This was the best performance of the night, I thought. I thought she was amazing.
Right? It was probably the most realistic. Like, she actually did her own singing and stuff.
Right, exactly. Now, the puffy sleeves were a bit much. Her dress was a bit overwhelming.
I'm king of the worlding over here, sorry.
Shaylee's on front of the Titanic right now.
The Cher wasn't that bad.
I missed it. I just saw pictures of her ginormous hair, but I missed the performance.
She did come straight. If I could turn back time, if I could turn back hairstyles.
Yeah.
She came out right with it.
Was she wearing the strap, like, from the video where she just had on that black strap?
Yeah, well, yeah.
And that's live. She sounds that good live.
Unlike you in the background?
Unlike
the Chainsmokers?
Your Chainsmokers, who do not sound that good live, Shaylee.
You don't know. They haven't covered this yet.
Oh, please do. Oh, please do.
Yes.
Fifth Harmony's Normani Corday, NFL player Rashad Jennings, and former Chicago Cub David Ross going to battle it out for the coveted Mirrorball Trophy in Dancing with the Stars two-night finale. That's tonight and tomorrow on ABC.
You lie. It's a seven-night, 12-hour finale where only three people have to dance, but we're going to make it a whole week of shows.
It's got to be Normani, right? I mean, in the end, unless David Ross, he's gotten this fan vote like crazy because he's not that great of a dancer. It's just all the Cubs fans that are voting.
I need Rashad Jennings so he takes his shirt off.
Let's
in celebration.
Have that anyway.
Uh-huh.
The newest star of ABC's The Bachelorette is already engaged to one of the show's contestants. Tonight, the journey to find out which suitor stole Rachel Lindsay's heart begins when the show premieres at 8. Lindsay's the show's first African-American star, works as an attorney in Dallas. She also made the rare decision to announce her engagement before the season aired. She describes herself as a career woman who likes long walks on the beach. No, she didn't say that. She does describe herself as a dating show skeptic. But look, honey, it worked. You're engaged.
She's a lawyer, so she likes briefs.
Oh, my God.
What, was that not funny? Legal humor. Come on.
Alien Covenant earned $36 million in its opening weekend, just enough to take first place at the box office. It pushes two-time chart-topper Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 into the number 2 spot for the weekend. That's entertainment news for Monday on the show.
Somebody appreciated that, I'm sure.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.